We now know which union will represent more than 60,000 Transportation Security Administration workers. The American Federation of Government Employees has won a runoff vote to be the exclusive union representation for TSA. They won 8,900 votes against 8,400 for the National Treasury Employees Union. Now, in a statement, AFGE has said that they look forward to forging a collective bargaining contract for TSOs. Joining us now live to talk more about this is the president for AFGE, John Gage. Mr. Gage, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for calling.
So we're talking today about the representation for TSA workers. What is the next step in this process?
Well, we are going to do a move our staff and our bargaining experts across the country, meeting in every airport, with in large airports and small airports, and completing a contract survey that we've had to make sure we have all the concerns of TSOs all across the country. Then we will be selecting TSOs to actually sit at the bargaining table, and we will present proposals to management, and I believe that we will be able to bang out the first contract and a world-class contract for TSOs.
Now, just to back up a step, all the certifications are done. You don't need any further work from the Federal Labor Relations Authority and so forth. You're ready to go now.
Well, we're going to move forward now. Now, the other union, who you know, they have an appeal period of 10 days, but the election looked very clean. There was some screw ups on the authority, the Federal Labor Relations Authority, in sending out some ballots, but they resent them, and the people had plenty of time to vote. So I don't anticipate any challenges or anything that would cause a rerun to this election. We're extremely happy, and you know, our union has stuck with TSA right from the beginning. We fought to make them federal, and even when they said they couldn't have a union, we just could not understand why being a union member was detrimental to national security. So we kept representing them in the forums that we could, and moved hard with President Obama and with the administration and Congress to finally get collective bargaining rights this past spring. So we've stuck with them all the way, and I'm really looking forward to being their representative. The folks really need a good union, and I think we're going to make the air safety even better, and as well as get some better working conditions for the TSOs.
Now, I want to get to that in some detail, but first let me just ask you this question. About 17,000 and a few hundred voters voted. That's maybe a fourth of the people that will be represented. In your experience, does that level of voting indicate strong support, or are you concerned about the fact that three-quarters did not vote?
Well, it's not three quarters. There's about 39,000 or less who were eligible to vote. So this is about half that voted. And I don't think that's unusual for a runoff election. But there were some very extenuating circumstances here. I mean, you know, obviously access to these employees is very difficult even to get to them and talk to them about the union. Plus, there's a lot of young people who were kind of sitting it out and saying, well, we'll be for whoever wins, but we're not going to take a position now or make a choice. So there was a lot of extenuating factors, as there is in every election, especially union elections. But I think there's a lot of enthusiasm out there now that the election's over and AFGE is their union. I think you're going to see a very vibrant, energetic union and membership from TSOs.
We're speaking with John Gage. He is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, which just won the runoff election to represent TSA workers. And tell us what you think will be the very first top-of-mind issues that they're going to want to negotiate to put in an eventual contract.
Well, they have an evaluation system that governs their pay. It's called PASS, and it's absolutely a fraud. There's nothing objective about it. It has no credibility with the officers. It doesn't even make sense in theory. So we're going to be going we have some better ideas on how employees can be fairly evaluated. Excuse me. And I think that TSA management is just going to have to look at that. They hear the employees and what they're saying about this current system, and it really does stink.
Okay, so pay system is one of them. I can see that. So would the goal be to get them into the regular GS system or some other new entirely different system?
I think that's a hell of a good start. They're probably underpaid on their base pay, $5,000-$6,000 compared with the GS system. And the system they're under is basically constructed to lower and restrict base pay. So yeah, that pay thing is huge. But in working with TSOs and listening to them over the past 6-7 years, there's a number of issues that really need to be addressed. The treatment of women in TSA is a very interesting issue. Their leave is more restrictive. Their duties are more restrictive because they need women on the lines for pat downs. And they have quite a bit of their leave and shifts affected by that, and we really have to take a hard look at that. But there are quite a few issues, all the way from uniforms and uniform allotments, which they're really getting nickel dimed on by TSA, you know, through parking, through a fair merit promotion system, to really some fair leave policies. I don't even want to put out some of the horror stories that I've heard. I mean, almost every airport has a different story that you just would be hard. It's just hard to believe that these folks would have to work under those conditions. But I think we're going to be very positive about it. I think TSA management actually I think wants a contract to bring some consistency across the country to all the airports. So we are very enthusiastic, and I'm looking to the second phase, which is the big phase, and that is putting together and delivering a world-class contract.
John Gage is president of the American Federation of Government Employees. They have just won the exclusive union representation for TSA. Sounds like you've got the most work starting now.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. This will be a quick celebration, and then we really go to work, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. We'll check in again as this work progresses.
All right, thank you.